Speaker 1.
I'd been thinking about taking up an outdoor activity for some time. We live right on the edge of a massive lake, so there are tons of water sports to choose from, but I hadn't done anything about it. So, when my mum said she'd pay for me to have paddleboard lessons, I jumped at the chance. The thing is, it's actually a very solitary sport, which isn't quite what I had in mind. My main reason for taking up an activity was to meet new people, but instead I just spend my time on my own in the middle of a lake.
Speaker 2.
I've been a member of a hiking club for about 2 months now. Even though I live near the mountains, I'd never done much walking before that. It was actually a mate of mine who convinced me to go. He just joined a hiking club and felt nervous about not knowing anyone. I only went to keep him company, but I'm glad I did. I'd never really appreciated how beautiful and majestic those mountains were. Being up there is the perfect way to switch off and experience true peace. Few people are as fortunate as me to have this right on their doorstep, so I aim to make the most of it.
Speaker 3.
At first I was unsure about taking it up because I'd never been a particularly strong swimmer. The thing is, my friends had heard about some marked out routes along the coast, especially designed for swimming. Not wanting to admit that I could barely swim a length of the pool, I just tagged along with them. Luckily, you're obliged to wear a buoyancy aid on those routes, otherwise I wouldn't have made it. Since then, though, I'm pleased to say my swimming has gone from strength to strength. I've swum loads of routes up and down the coast. Being out there in the open sea leaves me energised and ready to take on new challenges. I can't get enough of it.
Speaker 4.
I'd never been into sports of any kind, and I'd always preferred doing more geeky things, like taking apart electrical equipment. However, a friend of mine gave me his old mountain bike. There was quite a lot wrong with it, but I spent the school holidays fixing it up. Of course, the only way to see how well it worked was by taking it out on a test run, and that's what got me into mountain biking. It was nothing too extreme, but I was quickly taken by the exhilaration of zooming down steep paths and splashing through streams. It's an amazing sensation, despite the occasional fear of crashing. I must have taken my bike out every day since then. It's funny, really, because I never would have imagined myself taking up such an energetic sport.
Speaker 5.
When I was a kid, I was never allowed to have pets at home because my dad said I wouldn't look after them. He was convinced that I would lose interest after 5 minutes. However, I was determined to show him that I could do it. So when I was 16, I got a part-time job at a horse stable. I wasn't so keen on cleaning up after them, but I was allowed to take them out whenever I wanted. Over time, I've built up an amazing bond with some of the horses, even the most difficult ones. I think the owner was surprised by how patient I am with them. He says I'm a natural, and now my nickname at the stables is the Horse Whisperer.